To another exciting episode of Cultural Talks. We took a little break, but we're back. We've been doing some renovations to the room, some upgrades, some minor upgrades, but we get in there where we want to be. As you know, it's your boy Lamont Phillips, aka God's Dirty Hands, the king of this podcast shit.
And it's Vanessa Phillips, aka Vanessa Phillips, the queen of this podcast shit.
Well, we're gonna, you know, you already know, as it says in the description, it was some questions you guys had asked that we're going to answer. Some very good ones. Some very good questions. And we're going to answer them. And we got some things we want to talk about too. So we're going to talk about stuff that might have happened a few weeks ago. But obviously we weren't there. So we're still going to talk about it. We're going to speak on it. Make sure things, you know, everybody gets their love. Yo, Angel, I see you in here. Gabby, I see you in here. Mac, I see you in here. But yeah, we about to, you know, we about to get it cracking in here. What would you like to talk about first, dear?
Do you want to go to the questions that people
asked? Oh, we could do that. But before we do that, yo, let me just give a crazy shout out to everybody who's been viewing the reels we put up there. Two of them joins is already over 3,000 people on each reel has viewed it. So I want to say thank you guys. Appreciate you guys for always showing love. Let me see. So, we're going to go a little back and forth into just a bunch of different shit. Somebody asked for everybody's opinion on what is a double standard that you have seen, whether it's for male or females. What would it be that you could name off the top of your head? What's one for you that is a double standard?
What, that is a double standard? What do you mean? Like
a double standard, whether it's for males or it's for females.
For females, definitely, yeah. That females are, like, they can't sleep around, because if you sleep around, you're a hoe.
Sure.
I think that's whack.
Tell me how you really feel.
It is whack, though.
Why is it whack?
Because why, if I like it, why am I, yeah, not if I like it, I'm sorry, because I don't like that, but, but like, what if, like, you know what I mean? Like, I always say, what's a high number for me might not be a high number for you. So, to me, it's just like, guys can do it all the time and nobody says anything. I just feel like we got to keep up with the times. If we're keeping up with the times, then that should be, like, gone a long time ago. And I believe that a lot of women, that your wholeness can erase. You can erase your
wholeness. Ooh, child support. Maurice on the purple side said child support.
Double standard and child support?
It's a double standard.
I agree.
I hate that shit because, for example, I got my kid 50-50, sometimes more than 50-50, and I still pay child support. I think that shit is whack. That's something that got to be addressed. But they'll never do it because, no, let's be real, child support is really was made for the minorities and to keep us down. So, they're not going to fix that. Yeah. But I agree. Child support is fucking trash. There's some deadbeat moms out here. And they still don't have to be on such child support, which is crazy. Pop said, I'm a whore. Okay? I'm fucking dope. Ozzy Frog in the building. Shout out Matt Conway. He said, hey, my cross-country family. What's up? Cross-country, it's fucking across the ocean. But, you know, it's always love with him. We see you, Sierra. Oh, Vanessa tagged
oh, my
you
bad.
Already.
I'm
it's
here
cool.
Everybody.
A double standard for me is that I hate with women is my body, more my choice. So it's I say that because they only use it when it's convenient for them. Like, oh well, I don't want to have this baby. I could kill your baby, right? If I want to, and I could put you on support if you don't want this baby. I feel like that's a terrible double standard, and it's not really filled. Oh, whoa, God, The courts, all right, we're going to go to Maurice said, the courts and judges is not real. Nah, they're not. They're not realistic at all in that shit. Gabby said, nah. A permissionless girl is different from a permissionless man.
No.
Gabby, speak up. Let me hear your thoughts on that, my brother.
No, sir. No, it's not.
Talk that talk. Let me hear why you feel that way.
I said no, sir.
Let me hear it, Gabby. I know you always got something to say, man. Listen, I feel like this, right? And we've talked about this before. To me, and what I'm teaching my daughters is what I was taught when I was young, that a woman should value herself.
Yeah.
To that she's the prize, right? And that letting people in you devalue you. So that's from my perspective.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
What I'm taught. But yes, it is a double standard.
It's a double standard. It doesn't matter. If
nobody want no loose
I
person.
I just feel like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I feel like for y'all, a high number, you're a whole. If you do it this way, you're a whole. If you do this, you're a whole. If you did it with this person, you're a whole. So I just feel like...
Listen, you see what Josh
put? According to male standards, every female is a whole.
So. No. Listen to what Josh just said. He tagged Gabby and said, how? Isn't being promiscuous in any sense? He's completely right. I agree with it. It's like I said before. I'll tell my friends if they're whores. Nigga, you a dirty whore. Male or female, you can be a whore. It's just society as a whole think men being a hoe is cool. I don't think it's cool either, but it is what it is. Men are definitely whores, for sure. Pop said, he's a whore. What are some other double standards for you guys? If you have any you want to speak on, and for you, any more? Because I thought child support was good. I thought your take on women being judged is definitely a good one.
Yeah, double standards.
I see you, Mac, on the purple side.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like they're just, when it just comes to a man and woman, there's a lot of, there's just a lot of double standards. Do you understand? I just, even when it comes to like, even like the household, how do I tell you? Like, even like, boom. All right, you can have a job, but you have to have a job and come home and cook and clean. That's a double standard within itself. Most men in a relationship, that's what they want. And they won't lift a finger. So to me, that's kind of like a double standard, too.
A double standard is a... Yeah, I agree. That's a good one. I can't lie. Angel Wildin. This is Angel Wildin, but I love it. Keeping it real. Her body, her choice. Yo, alright, I'm sorry. Josh threw me off. Her body, her choice. I truly believe if they can kill them, we can at least abandon them. No child support. I said what I said. From a man's perspective, what he's saying is, if you can kill that baby, and I, without my say, then I shouldn't have to take care of that baby if I don't want it and you want to keep it. He didn't word it that way, but that's what he's saying.
So then,
I shouldn't have be on support if you choose to keep the baby.
So then in that situation, are you signing over your rights then?
That's a good question, Angel. Would you sign over your rights? Using sex for money. Oh, women use sex for money all the time, Maurice. And I mean, men, the thing is like this, OnlyFans. Women can make a killing off OnlyFans.
Yeah.
A man ain't going to touch a woman's bread in OnlyFans, though. Women can sell feet pics and make fucking six figures. It's crazy. And that's sex. Because people got foot fetishes. I know some of y'all niggas right now got foot fetishes. But I ain't judging. Angel said facts like Lamar said. I PG'd it up for you, gang. I PG'd it up. Sierra said, this is a good one too. Two girls can kiss and not be gay. Two men kiss and that's gay? That's a double standard. That's gay, she said. She said gay. You're right, because that's definitely gay.
Yeah.
That's how society views it. That's another good double standard.
That is a double standard,
Let's see. Oh, that sounds good, Ness. Matt Conway. A man should always treat his daughters in a way that she thinks that how a man should treat them. Unfortunately, it's not always the case with toxic ex-partners, but it should always be shown. It's true. Uh-oh, Gabby? He went in a little bit?
Yeah, he did, but I don't understand what he's saying. Read it out loud.
Okay, hold on. Josh said to tag our Cash App. He sent $5. So shout out to Josh, aka McMac31Gaming. I appreciate that shit, gang. I'm a in a second. Yo, you see Ozzy, get out the fuck out. He said, I'm not gay, but the guy I fuck was. That's a pin comment, gang. Oh my god, what is wrong with this man? I love this man sometimes. He's a fucking nut. So Gabby said, let's get to Gabby. Gabby's comment says, absolutely, even an ugly girl can get some dick, but when it comes to men getting pussy, it's hard as fuck. So when a man gets the box, everyone praises the man like, bro, you got that. But when a woman gives the pussy away, nobody is like, yeah, girl, get it. Women chase the ring and men chase the pussy. So if a woman wants to hold value in herself, she won't have that many bodies, so the man will see the value given and give that ring.
I'm going to say this. You must be living under a rock because we don't care about that stuff anymore. We're outside now.
Oh, whoa.
It's city girls now. We up.
Y'all down.
City girls is up now. Not we. I should have said we. But nah, I don't believe that. Girls can get dick very easily, quick. You could call somebody. It's real quick. Just like a man could get pussy at any time. No matter if you're ugly or not. There's always a dusty ass bitch in the back burner waiting for you to call her. That's just how I feel. So, no, sex is out there, and anybody can get it.
All right, guys, I'm going to put my Cash App just because Josh said, you already know, we don't expect anything from you guys. Your time and your likes, your shares, your comments is more than enough. But he sent me money, and he requested me to do it, so I'm going to do it just for that. Shout out to him again for the $5 donation. It's much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you.
Josh said, you fucking cracked me up. Flex said, I made money off OnlyFans, shrugs. Nah, cause we could make, a man could make money off OnlyFans.
Yeah.
For sure. But these women, they gonna make it easier than us. I think that's why it's a double standard. Cause they gonna get it way easier than us.
Facts.
Let me see. Marie said, it's a debate on the Shade Room about that right now.
About what?
About what, Marie? Sorry, because I'm trying to read mad shit at once, so I might come in a second too late to see it. Men harass and harassment and rape. Oh, God, you want me to start bringing up real situations. All right, so I'm not going to say no names, nothing. It's a situation that... a gay man is harassing a straight man, right? But the straight man feels he can't even speak on it because then how does he look, right? And it just made me think, like, bro, like, how many times do women harass men and we can't speak on it? Imagine. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you look good. If we say that to y'all... y'all can take that however y'all want. But when y'all say it to us, we supposed to just think it's good. Mm-hmm. You don't know if it's offending us or whatever.
Right.
Women touch men's butt. They think that shit's cute. That's harassment. It's a double standard. There's a man say no, but because his dick get hard, it's okay to fuck, to ride it. That's still rape if I say no. No is no, right? That's like saying, oh, well, your pussy was wet when I raped you, so it's okay. No. No is no. And he said, the debate on the shade room is my body, my choice.
Mm.
Not surprised. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. A few comments. What's your PayPal? Oh, shit. Ozzy, I don't know. I have to check, brother man. Well, I don't even know if it's by email or what, so I couldn't even tell you. Gabby said, fuck. Sorry, guys. I'm new to this. Give me a second. If a woman is just looking to fuck, tell me how a man will find value in her, especially if that's all she brings to the table. That's a good question.
I don't disagree with you. I'm not saying that it's right. But women nowadays, they don't care about that. Because they feel like they're grown and independent and they're going to get to the bag regardless with a man or without a man. The new women in this generation do not care about that. And do not care about how you feel if you think she's a whore or not. And like I've always been saying, you could thank people like Amber Rose for that, Because, you know, now it's just, you know, there's no more slut shaming. So, well, you know what I mean.
She said, you know what I mean.
Double standards, Wilda. Hey, girl, how you feeling?
Double standards is all over. Did you see what Pop said?
What?
Pop said, I get harassed every day at work.
I bet you do.
Yeah, because you look like me, nigga.
So what are you trying to say? You get harassed at work? No. Oh, okay.
Don't start.
Anyway.
Look, Josh. Wifey looked at you like she was, she be smacking your cheeks while you cooking. Bro, every time she tries to touch my butt, I tell her, like, I'll punch you in the face. I hate that shit. Ozzy said, Ozzy's don't have WhatsApp. What's up, Wilda? You right. All these women only want the bag from the man. Pay for the nails, pay for my food, pay for my bills. All come from the man. Stop. Be right back, Ozzy says. Yo, Half Maddie, thank you for stopping by, my brother. She said, getting better. Thank you. So what's the next one you want to talk about?
Secret animosity.
Ooh, secret animosity. Talk to me.
How do you deal with secret animosity? And basically, how do you deal with it, and have you dealt with it in your life? Like, do you feel like someone has a secret vendetta against you, or whether you feel like some people just tell other people that they have a problem with you, but they don't tell you, they don't address it with you themselves?
All right, hold on. Pop said, send them whores my way. I'll whore it up with them. That's going to be a clip. I swear to God, this nigga's retarded, dog. Oh, my God. I said, what's up to Half? Pop said, oh, please, you're ugly 8-foot ass. I'm the originator, baby. I'm ugly, you extra ugly, nigga. Remember that. Secret animosity. You fucking remove yourself from it, Josh said. Ask my brother that question, Pop said. Which one? I'll tag them niggas.
Don't do that.
Yes, Pop. Tag them. Don't be scared, nigga. Man, listen, I feel like there's a lot of secret animosity all the time. How do I deal with it? I smile in the haters' face. I don't let them see that they're getting to me, if they are getting to me or not. Because you know what's going to kill them? You still doing whatever you doing.
Yeah.
In a great manner, you being great, they gonna hate that shit. So to me, I'm gonna be me. Yeah. I'm gonna be me, and I'm gonna be extra about it, so that you can feel the pain. You know what I'm saying? It's sad that a person gotta have animosity towards you anyway. But if a person got animosity towards you, don't let them be around unless you letting them soak and get real buttered up and hate, cause you shining, you grinding, you making it. And motherfuckers just unhappy with life. What they need to do is look in the mirror and get their shit right. But, you know. Mm. You know how that go.
Yeah. I just, you know. I give the same energy, I guess you could say. Most of the times I just be like, fuck it. Like, fuck you. I don't give a fuck what you gotta say. And the other times, like, if you're being funny, we could be funny. I'm a funny girl. Right? But, other than that, I just don't. Because my level of disrespect will be completely different than anybody else's. So that's why I just stay to myself. And.
Gabby said it's not animosity. That shit's envy.
Gabby,
talk that shit. How many niggas hate? Ooh, I hate a hater. Ain't that some shit? Josh said, if the narrative ain't correct, if the love, respect, courtesy ain't equal, if you can't speak on it in any sense without being the bad guy, then clearly you gotta remove yourself. I respect that. Half-matic, bro, what's good, my guy? And Josh said, if they can't talk about the topic, they def can't talk about the reason for it. Animosity. Whoo, bars. Top five and it ain't five. Word. You heard me? Cuz, I see you. Love. I see you in.
That's how I feel. If you don't want to talk about it, then I'm not going to want to talk about it when you're ready to talk about it.
Oh, for sure.
That shit is whack. That shit is dead to me. Like, I don't want to... Like, if I try to approach you calmly in a nice adult manner, You know what I mean? But
I understand.
I don't got time to like change people's minds. I just don't. That's just my opinion. And I actually have a question for your dad. Have you ever dealt with that secret animosity with your brother?
Have you dealt with it?
Yeah. Like, has he, like, ever, like, brought it up or, like, talked
Why he don't like you? Okay, that's a good question. Yeah. Half-matic, big dog said, I deal with that shit at work because I kill that shit at my job. Motherfuckers hate that shit because I'm always humble. Bro, I deal with that shit at work every day.
Yo, work animosity be the worst.
It be the worst because they know you can't put these hands on them. And they don't know from 8 to 80. Babies to old ladies. Man, listen, they don't understand. You got to explain to them. At work, I'm a humble nigga. Outside of work, I'm a different animal. They don't understand that. Wilda, the worst is when it comes from your family. But I learned to do me and walk away. I pay my own bills. So until someone pays my bills, I really don't care what they got to say, period. Know what I say, Wilda? You ain't paying my bills. You ain't feeding my kids. You ain't fucking or sucking me. What the fuck I give a fuck about how you feel about me?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it go down, but you know. Josh, yes, facts. My level of disrespect gets wicked. So animosity is the last thing I want to deal with, especially if the conversations are closed-minded. It will be fucking people you know. Everybody, exclamation TG, let's get the gooch going in this motherfucker. Y'all know the vibes. Josh, at the same time, though, we control what we allow in our atmosphere. So allow yourself to deal with it. Much only leaves other room to think it's okay. Others to think it's okay.
Right.
That's a fizzac, Josh. Hold on, let me go. I see Maurice over there.
Maurice
laughing. Come, why are you laughing? What happened? You know I'm speaking facts. Listen, and the worst is when work animosity, either you're only man in the situation, right? Mm-hmm. The only female, or the only minority. Or when you're the minority at the job. Because you could be white and be a minority at the job. My job probably got 3-4 white people, 3-4 black people, we're the minority. So if you succeed, they looking at you crazy because you're not Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pop said, hell yeah, I have and still can't understand why. Well, I would like to understand what was the, you know what?
That's
Yo, nice. Flex said, nah, it gets hands on with me. Forget all that. Fuck the job, fuck everything. Well, basically, it's alright, can't respect nothing for Monica. Can't respect nothing that's not brought up to your face to handle a simple conversation with someone respectfully could clear some air. That's a good point too.
That's a very good point.
Pops in here with the exclamation TG. Y'all already know the vibes. Let's get the gooch going in here. You know what I mean? Kevin, what's up, Kevin? You're missing it, bro. We're talking about double standards and shit. We talked about it. Now we're on to secret animosity and how it makes you feel. Don't forget, exclamation TG, exclamation KT. It'll give you the link to Facebook to subscribe. You know the vibes. You know how we getting in here. We getting crazy. We missed you guys. We got to get right. We see Wifey over here rolling up for like... the whole time we've been live, she's been rolling up 24 minutes, slacking. Anywho, let's talk a little bit about what y'all thoughts were on the Super Bowl halftime performance. I did not like the halftime performance. People thought Rihanna was gonna come out and be a little whore. Well, guess what? The whore was pregnant. Minimal movement, just there.
I'm gonna need to stop calling.
But. I do respect what she did. People don't know she was paying respect to Kanye West. Everything she did was shit Kanye did before, from the whole red outfit to the way shit was played out. So shout out to Rihanna for that. But we were all disappointed and not being able to see what we thought we were going to see. And you didn't bring nobody out. Nobody. Not a soul. I was definitely disappointed.
I have like mixed feelings about it because I'm a really, really big Rihanna fan. I did expect people to come out. She didn't bring people out. I did expect for her to dance and she didn't fucking dance. And I keep telling people when I be like, oh, like I was disappointed. They'd be like, but why? What do you mean why? She is known for her features, and she's known for her dancing, and she couldn't do both. So I felt like I was robbed of a fucking performance. And yeah, she performed all her classic songs, wonderful, but there was no features. So
by herself, yeah.
Thought it was whack.
I'm gonna read the last comment that I didn't read. Y'all know how the vibes is. Kevin in here with the exclamation notify. If y'all do that, it'll let you know when we go live on the Facebook. So make sure y'all do that. Josh, if it spends time not adding up, gotta subtract. That's big facts. Matt Conway, the Gooch, still makes me laugh. Gabi said, I eat her butt pregnant and all. Half Maddox said, I fell asleep. I was knocked out before halftime. Kevin Edmondson said, I didn't think it was great. Just not my vibe. And her movement definitely scrambled the egg she got. All right, so I do have a comment on the other side saying, it was all cap. That shit was, yeah, we was not expecting that, man.
I was disappointed when I seen that she was pregnant.
Yeah, that shit threw me off.
In my brain, I was like, again? Like
you just got unpregnant, girl.
No, not only that, she's supposed to come out with an album, and it was supposed to be an all reggae CD. An all reggae CD, so her real fans been waiting for that shit for like 2-3 years.
Might not get it. You wanna anything else you wanna talk about, or you want me to move on to one of these topics?
Move on, babe.
All right, so you know, people in here that are sports fans, right? I don't know if you noticed a few weeks ago, LeBron passed the all-time scoring record. I want to give that man his credit. That man is amazing for that. People say he's not a scorer. How?
He's a fucking.
You can't say that. I seen something that said that man had 4 Hall of Fame careers. When he first was in Cleveland, had a Hall of Fame career. Went to Miami, Hall of Fame career. Went back to Cleveland, Hall of Fame career. Yeah. This man is on 4 Hall of Fame careers, and people hate on him. I just want to give a little shout out to LeBron James. Yeah. You know, shout out to the GOAT. It's amazing, and you could tell he wants to break that record. Almost cried and shit too, soft ass nigga. I was scrolling through social media world today. I seen Patrick Mahomes' brother forcefully making a restaurant owner kiss him. Now he's under investigation. What are your thoughts on that? Because I don't know if you know, but he's been in trouble several times since his brother has been the face of the NFL. And I feel like he feels privileged and entitled that he's not going to get in trouble. And people like that, I absolutely can't stand.
And what did he do again?
He literally forced her to kiss him. Uh-huh. She pushed him away, and he came back and forced another kiss.
Yeah, I'm suing you. No, I'm even suing you. I'm fucking you up. Because you just... Like you said, you feel entitled. You feel privileged to do that shit. Like, no, I'm weird like that. Don't touch me any kind of way that I don't want you touching me, because it's not gonna end well. So nah, he's dead wrong. I would sue him.
Yeah, he lucky he ain't get knocked the fuck out. Somebody ain't come knock his nut ass out.
That's what I'm saying.
What's your take on Ja? I feel a black man is successful. They try to take him out. Ja Morant is, if y'all don't know, he's posting pictures with guns and shit on live. I want to say he's the fucking, like Charlamagne would say, he's a donkey of the day.
Yeah.
Bro, he's self-destructing. So dog, you went to private school. You went to college. You had both your parents. You lived a decent life.
Yeah.
The goal is to get the fuck up out the hood, cuz. And you want to go into the hood with millions and millions of dollars, you's a sucker-ass nigga. Anything that happens to you, you ask it for yourself. That's a problem, though. Because when us as successful minorities, sometimes motherfuckers don't know how to act and make everybody look bad. Yo, get your 100 mil and chill the fuck out. Why are you doing this dumb shit, bro?
He's just corny all around. That's why he was going to get beat up.
Okay, Monica said, I agree with Vanessa. I expected more, but do you think she should have agreed on it knowing she was pregnant and wouldn't have given her all? No, I said that, right?
That's what I said. That was, and like, that's what I'm saying to me. And you know me, like, I'm comparing it to, like, Cardi B was, like, she was pregnant. I don't know if it was Rolling Loud or Coachella. She was, like, 7 months pregnant. She was getting down on that floor and just, you know, just doing it. She did it, so if she did it, why can't you do it, girl?
Gabby says, can't be averaging 30 points a game if you're not a scorer, right? He said that, and then he said the GOAT. Kevin Edmonds said, I disagree with LeBron being a GOAT. I grew up in the Jordan era. Okay, I'll make this clear. Two different players, and they're the GOATs in their era. You could make a case why LeBron's not the GOAT, and I can make a case why Jordan's not the GOAT. I could do it for both of them.
Right.
For me, LeBron, he's the best overall player ever.
Ever.
That means you're the GOAT.
Yeah.
The best overall player ever. When it comes to passing, all in
he
one,
all.
There's
yeah.
nobody going to be better than him when it's said and done. That's how I'm viewing it. But I understand why people say Jordan's the GOAT. You know what I mean? Then you got older generations that say Bill Russell's the GOAT. Nigga got 11 championships. So
right.
I understand.
Right.
That's a topic that's an hour conversation.
That's
easy.
A sour.
Easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, you know, everybody got their own opinion.
Yeah.
Listen, I just call, they're both two of the greatest athletes ever. Hands down, that we'll ever see. Gabby, he's not only the GOAT for being a great player, but he's the GOAT for taking care of his community and the black youth. That man needs the utmost respect from everyone. Now, I will definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
Because unlike Jordan puts money into prisons and LeBron built schools.
Yep.
LeBron is doing that. So, I get Gabby, that was a great fucking point, my man. Technically, that was a great fucking point. Pop said, technically, you'll never be able to make a GOAT comparison with anyone because no one played in the same era. Yup, Pop, that's true. It's all who was the greatest in that era. Jordan was the greatest in his
time.
Era.
Yeah.
Then Kobe was, for a while, the greatest. And then you have LeBron, who's the greatest. So I agree with that. That's a great perspective.
Yeah.
You know, that was our little sports talk, though. A little sports talk, a little something right there. And Gabby had mentioned, and Gabby had sent me something in our group chat that he wanted us to talk about. And if you've ever watched Culture Talks in any of our old videos that are on YouTube or on the page, we have talked about a sick, perverted son of a bitch by the name of Jeffrey Epstein. The list recently came out of all the celebrities and high-profile people associated with this man. Why is it not all over the media platform? Gabby was like, yo, bro, this is sickening. Like, this is, they'll, UFOs are coming, DK, to cover up that list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As a parent, that enrages me. We got to protect these women and these young.
I've been seeing that list.
Yeah, we know. You jumped down the rabbit hole.
Years ago, like 3 years ago, I dug deep. Actually.
Look at this. Look, Monica, what? I did not know this. I need to see the list.
Yeah.
That's it. This is what I mean.
The list that was going around before, that they were saying, that list actually came out.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out for sure.
It finally came out. But yeah, like I said, I dug into this. I went down the rabbit hole like 3 years ago, and that list been out. They actually put Ghislaine Maxwell. They actually put her in solitary confinement now.
Mm-hmm.
They put her in like the hole or whatever because she did an interview.
I seen that shit. Yep.
She did. I didn't see the interview. I seen the clip. So now I'm gonna go like look for it and
down the rabbit hole again.
But she definitely said that. Jeffrey didn't kill himself.
No, yeah. They
she
asked her. She
him.
Said no. He was murdered.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that's when they said, do you feel like your life's at stake? And she said,
nah. Yep. Nope.
Then Monica said, what?
Yeah.
I did not notice. Yeah, Monica,
yeah,
they're not gonna put that out there. Kevin said, that shit should be mainstream news because of all the sickles that are on that list. They don't want everyone to know.
Nah.
Listen, Kevin, when you see that list, my brother, you will be...
You'll be sad. You'll be devastated.
Some of the people that you think are your favorite actresses, actors, singers, whatever.
Yeah.
They're on that list, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. A lot of perverted motherfuckers.
Yeah.
He said, you know they wanna hide it when they spend 60 years saying aliens don't exist. But when that list about to come out, all of a sudden the government says there's aliens. Yes, Kevin, that's the point, my brother.
That's
take me down the rabbit hole with you. Send me the links, cause woo! I'm going to see if Gabby, if I still have that link, and we'll definitely send that and post it. But I do want to say, man, that, you know, and I've mentioned it on this show before, and, you know, one thing I try to do, I try to, you know, educate people to keep their mind. They groom us young to be pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Think about kings. When there was kings, that ruled and shit. They're marrying 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds. Yeah. They're doing this. Watch Game of Thrones. Back then, the younger was better. You know what I'm saying? Once they get to a certain age, like 10, or they get their period, boom, they're getting them pregnant. And this is what they're teaching us. You know what I'm saying? They're not teaching you to be with someone your age. They're teaching you to look at younger girls. And we don't realize it because we're in school and we think they're just giving us game. Mm-hmm. No. That's a form of brainwashing and putting their agenda on you at an early age where you're going to believe it easier and that's what you're going to think. Now, that's not an excuse for you perverted some bitches out there. Because if you like a kid and you know that's wrong, then you deserve the worst consequence. And we know I spoke on this plenty of times. Cut their dicks off. Let the family choose what should happen to them. We're going to be justice. Let the justice come from the people that they're destroying, in my point of view. But Vanessa, probably Monica, could put you on to a shit ton of the Jeffrey Epstein shit. I got you. Yep. For sure. Okay, what's that show you want to talk about?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the Murdoch murders. Oh my gosh. So if you guys have not watched it, it's on Netflix. It's a 3-episode docuseries about a wealthy family, I believe, in North Carolina. That basically, they were, like, they had a law firm. They were, like, what is it, DEAs, right?
DAs
or whatever. Passed down from, like, I'm talking about great-great-grandfather, like that. Anyhow, it's all based because of a murder that happened. I don't want to give too much because I want you guys to watch it because that man was actually on trial. He was just found guilty and is doing life in jail. So, anyhow, one murder was linked to 5 other murders. And it has to do with, like, the whole family. Like you know, father, son, maid, mm-hmm. like, girlfriend. It's crazy. Please watch it. It's a really, really good docuseries. It's great.
Oh, I'm going to read some of these comments. Unk says, send me the links. I think anybody that does that shit like that, a pedophile, should be punished by getting castrated. Kevin said, I believe that the chain cash and the releasing of, phosgene gas in another way to keep people mind off the list. That's true, Kevin. They will anything to keep our mind off the list. Unk said, the worst person, the worst punishment is cut a dick off. Excuse my language. I just feel like anybody that's a pedophile should be punished when they destroy a youth innocence. They should be castrated. I agree with that 1,000,000%. Because we said it before on this show. That's something that these children can't get back for forever. Kevin said, I think the only way we fix those sickos is a 6-foot hole. Not sorry. Amen, brother. Monica said, watch that last night. Kevin said, yeah, that's from my neck of the woods, bro. that's I think that's coming from where he's around. Wilder said, yeah, I saw that joint last night. Why North Carolina only make headlines for fucked up shit, LOL? Oh, you in North Carolina? Oh, shit, my guy. We got family and friends out there heavy. Oh, ridiculous. Oh, that's right. I see y'all with the shelter shit all the time. That was a dumb one. I'm apologize. Well, the ridiculous, everything they can cover up. Man, they can cover up anything and everything because that's what they want
to
do.
Yo, it's crazy. To me, what was more sad was that the kid was only like 16, 17 years old. And like he acted like that shit was so normal. Like everything that, you know, that they were saying, like him partying like that and him just like, yo, let me call my grandfather. He's going to handle it. Like, that means that was not his first time or his first incident, or he knew that he could just, to me, that was just so crazy and bizarre.
Isaiah on the purple side said, what did I walk into? Who's getting their dick chopped off? Pedophiles, bro. Pedophiles. Long story short, pedophiles. He's like, wait a minute, this is escalated. Gabi, there's a movie on Netflix called White Noise that predicted the train derailment in Ohio down to the T. Yes, bro, I peeped that. I didn't watch it yet, but I did peep that. If you watched it, tell me if it's a good movie. Well, I'm assuming you did, obviously.
Yeah.
Kevin said, yeah, I'm from North Carolina, not far from Greenville, North Carolina, with ECU College. My family's from, like, the Kingston area, right?
Yeah, something like that. We got Raleigh, yeah, we got Charlotte, people
all over down Kingston, there. Yeah. Your sister's in Charlotte, right? Yeah, or Natalie, so. One of them niggas.
Natalie's in Raleigh.
Gabi said, releasing toxic chemicals. And then that was it. Kimberly, hey guys, what's up, Kimberly? We appreciate you stopping by. Kevin said, yeah, some of the people that were extras in that movie are living it for real now. Yeah, that's crazy. Think about that. You were an extra in the movie, and now it's happening. Yeah. Fuck the pedals, chop they dick off, and sew they lips closed. Ooh, love it.
Goodness.
That's right, Isaiah. We don't need those people around hurting children. I agree. So, do y'all remember the cop that, you know, she was getting trains ran on her during work hours? She even told her husband, oh, let's be swingers with this other cop and his wife. Now her defense is she was forced. She was groomed. You want to take this one? Go ahead. What's your opinion on that?
I'm gonna need an interview from her. That's what I'm gonna need, because I can't read something and I need to know more. I need to know why she feels she was being groomed. I'm not saying that it can't happen. It can happen. Some women are not used to that kind of confrontation with men. They get intimidated very quickly, yeah. And so they just bow down. So I don't want to sit here and say that she's not telling the truth. But at the same time, I wouldn't use the word grooming. Because you're an adult.
Mm, okay.
So that's where, like,
you feel like you're reaching. Fishy?
Yeah, you're okay. Reaching, yeah.
Isaiah said, oh, that's hot, the entanglements. I'm fucking dead. My issue with it is not that, she's saying she was forced. If you're saying you're forced, cool. But why are you saying it? Because it was also said how she is the one getting bashed on the internet. So it took you getting bashed on the internet to be like, I was groomed. I was being... Because you could be an adult and be grown too. You can. She's only like 23. It's possible. I don't like the wording because you think of a child. But I just feel like you were fucking those people because you want to. Because no one told you to. So you're saying that they told you to ask your husband to join them? That's what you're saying. Burn, bitch. You're lying. You just was trying to get your thotho pounding. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Your husband clearly stayed with you, so...
I just feel like as a unit, they're all wrong. Shame on y'all. That's how I feel.
Supposed to be worrying about 911 calls. Instead, you're doing DPs.
Right.
It's crazy.
Like, that's what you're going to do. Do that outside of work.
Yeah, please. Not while niggas need you. This shit is crazy.
You saw what Wilda said?
No.
Wilda said, but now you have no credibility. Who's going to believe it now?
That's a very good point, Wilda.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But I don't think she's thinking like that. She's just thinking about trying to get a check because she's suing him too.
Mm.
She's suing. And during the little clip of the interview I seen, she wasn't talking, her lawyer was. So it seemed very like, you know what I mean?
I would sue too, though, for defamation of character, though.
No, she's suing for like grooming shit.
Yeah.
And I think that she was like really the only one fired or some shit like that.
My shit is out there.
Everybody
viral.
Shit. Bro, you saying everybody gotta get put out on Front Street now?
Right. Like, what the fuck? Like,
Vanessa said she telling on everybody then. Fuck out of here. Isaiah said they running trains when the calls in the neighborhood they scared of. Oh my god, this nigga, man. Basically, though, man, I just don't like the fact that it took you to be bashed on social media to say it. If it was happening, you would have said it.
I already told you what the plan was, and she didn't fucking clearly, like, the universe that talked to her. She should have joined OnlyFans.
Yeah, she got that check. Josh said, but how does she get sexually groomed by a whole department, not by just one dude? Like, it sounds sus. And then he also said, She probably willing to save her career and risk her marriage at this point. Gabby said, damn, I thought it was City Girls out there. Now, what happened with that?
I'm being that serious. No, that's different. Like I said, but I didn't say anything wrong. I said, if that's what you're going to do, don't do it at work.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If that's what you're going to do and you live that kind of lifestyle and you're asking your husband to join that lifestyle, that's what you do, cool, boo-boo. Don't do that at work. That's where she fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. That's where she messed up.
That's where she's being boo-boo the fool. You got caught out there. Now it's out there. Now you viral. The best thing was to go on fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah, she should have went on OnlyFans. I agree with you on
that. That's it. She was hot. You was popping. Now you're not. Yeah.
Now she's trying to get hot again. Nobody cares. Josh said, that's like making the same mistake 5-6 times after knowing the consequence. And then he said, Gabby, stop. Gabby said, she's a promiscuous girl.
She is a promiscuous girl.
She's super promiscuous. If that's what you're going to do, man the fuck up.
That's right.
Talk that shit, Wilda.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. If that's what you do, then that's what you do.
Yo.
Just don't do that at work.
Isaiah said, serious topic, though. What do you think about Blueface pressing little baby?
Yo, I think that's funny. First of all, I do think that's kind of funny because little baby's not saying nothing. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but whatever. But I just feel like it was at first when I seen it, it looked like he was being insecure. But then I watched the interview and I just felt like he wasn't wrong. He's just stating the obvious.
Josh said, promiscuous girl, wherever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want. Shout out Nelly Furtado. He said, shout out Nelly Furtado on that classic. Oh, I'm done. We'll just say keep it 100. Isaiah, I feel like this, right? A lot of people took it as Blueface being insecure, but when you listen to what he's saying, he makes sense.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not insecure, but the nigga's saying, come make music. I'm her manager. So if you're making music, I'm going to be there so she doesn't get played. He said, now, if you want to fuck, don't bring up anything business. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you're going to fuck her, say that. But don't start mixing business mm-hmm. into it because now I got to get involved.
Right.
That's what he was saying. And then my thing is this, a double standard. So what if he was insecure? People are going to make fun of him, but a woman could be insecure, and we're supposed to bend over backwards to make the woman feel secure, but then we're not going to say Blueface should feel secure and that his bitch should then do better and be better?
I think she's a hot mess, and I don't understand why anybody would want her, number one. Number two, I just got done seeing the interview with Mike Tyson, hot boxing with Mike Tyson and Blueface and Krishan. And he said it right there. He said he got them hands. So, I don't know. At this point, I just feel like he'll give it to anybody for that girl because he's infatuated with that girl, believe it or not.
And anybody says. And the crazy thing is, Academics was coming at Lil Baby and Blueface said something to Academics like, I'll fight you, fight me. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird. It is what it is, but when you're dealing with a woman like that, you got to know what comes with it. That's how I feel. Thank you for the question, Isaiah. I appreciate that, though. Well, it wasn't a bad question at all. I'm not going to lie. Hello, acting like there's no other females that lay down, shaking my head, that's wild. And my thing was this. When he said, he said it, how many females you know that don't got to fuck for a feature?
So what happened? The how many for a feature?
He said a lot. He said all females fuck for a feature basically nowadays. So he's like, no offense, she's not the hottest female rapper out.
Right.
So why would Lil Baby just want to give her a free feature?
Right.
My man, do you mean?
Right.
Blicky got the sticky up. What else do you want to talk about? You said cop gangbang forced. It's funny. The way you wrote that down is hilarious.
I was writing quick.
That shit is crazy. The cop was just out here getting gangbanged. It's wild.
That's what I thought.
Anybody got questions, though? You know, before we, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a good one. I seen that question going.
Yeah.
He said, let me restate what I said. It came out all wrong. I feel like this, though, right? The UFO shit. We always knew there was aliens and shit. And they would always tell us we're crazy. And then the Epstein list comes out. And now all of a sudden, there's aliens.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Nigga, we know.
You know what's really bad? I'm like in a different level of like when I actually like go down the rabbit hole when it comes to aliens. Like I don't want to look for sightings. I want to look for interviews that the FBI has given from previous of, like...
Former,
you know,
FBI agents?
Right, former FBI agents that are retired or whatnot. And with the whole, like, you know, yeah, like, there's this kind of person that works for the Army or for the Navy. And, you know, we mix them up. There's hybrids and there's this and then there's that. And then they help us with our technology. And it's crazy shit. That's the shit that I'm into, you know. Or shit like you sent me with the shit that they found in the bottom of the ocean. You know what I mean? So to me, like...
Fucking awesome.
That shit been out there. I fucking read interviews with the person from 1969, the Roswell shit, when the shit hit. How he was like, yo, like, they forced me to say that was fake. Like, it's crazy shit like that.
Isaiah said, Blueface and Lil Baby boxing match. Let's make that happen. Then he said, they gotta let us see Area 51 now. Like, what the fuck? Let's see. Because my shit was fucked up. He said, I'm a firm believer that what's good for the goose is all... What? If you provide you at home to be, get attitude to get what you, I can't provide for you. Yeah, that didn't make sense. Let me restate what I said. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Yes. Okay, hold on. Most women come with at least 5 different personalities. You asked to put promiscuous girl, what you trying to do with her draws. I'm done. Monica said, and then those FBI agents end up dead a week later and crazy. My shit was this, right? About the dude who, Marie said, the dirty side of the world, the control politics. My shit is the dude who went so deep in the ocean. He found a lake in the ocean.
A lake within the ocean.
Yeah, and then 3 days later, his helicopter blows up. Coincidental? I think not. He said when you would try to go on the lake water, if you couldn't go down, it would bounce back up. The submarine would just bounce on it. And then he died. That's so crazy. Imagine. So just fucking imagine.
I don't know. I just know that big thing that you sent me. That was like walking in the ocean.
Ooh. Ozzy.
What?
Australians look at those people disappearing from the FBI, etc., and think, what the fuck? Those kind of things don't happen here. You know what? Because you live in a place that's way more honest, probably, than what they are up here, my brother. America is not the land of the free.
No.
Low-key, we are all enslaved to whatever they want to do and however they want to, whatever they want to tell us, whenever they want to tell us.
I feel like the biggest trade that they have is still... human trafficking.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about human trafficking enough, and that's what Jeffrey Epstein was doing.
Yeah.
Because so many people do it with so much money.
Yeah, I feel like the government is in on that shit. For sure. For sure.
Fuck the government. Monica said, exactly. Like, that would that be happening to people when they speak up? And another thing that I noticed, right? I seen something. I think I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It showed... the USA and where people go missing the most, right? And then the map under it shows under the biggest underground caves that nobody gets talked, that doesn't get talked about.
Yeah.
Where all these people go missing.
Yeah.
Underground caves. Coincidental? I think not. How the fuck you find a lake in the ocean, Isaiah? Exactly. How the fuck is there a lake in the ocean? And then you can't go in the lake with the submarine. It was so dense, the submarine wouldn't go in.
Yeah, no.
Wild, bro. Yo, he said, how the fuck you find a lake in the ocean? Kevin said, I was always taught you want to do dirt, get a badge, and then that shit come back on those same people. Yeah, man, listen, cops, they think they're above the law. They forget that they're supposed to protect and serve. Ozzy said he's seen that pic. Bro, that pic is crazy, right? In America where it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Are they disappearing or is there just something under us that we don't know about?
I don't know. There's something about the ocean that I don't...
Oh, fuck the ocean. Scary.
I don't fuck with the ocean.
That shit I showed you when I sent you the video of the submarine. Motherfucking submarine. It's an oil rig somewhere. I forget where. It's a camera. The camera shows something with... It looks like an alien. And it said, like, it's 100 feet long or something. I said, what? Mm-hmm. It looked like a mix between that. I can't even... It, like, had tentacles /legs, but had a face.
It looked like tentacles because of how skinny it was. Because it was tall.
Yo, weird.
But it could have easily been just tall with a big old head.
Yo, crazy.
It's so weird. That's why I kept telling
you. Because the head looked regular size, so imagine.
I kept focusing on the face.
So imagine how big it was, though, the face. If the legs were... That's just huge. It's weird.
I know.
Squid and octopus.
You never know. It could be one of the blue people, you know?
Isaiah, my thing is, the shit they try to hide, they got to the point where they can lie to us and show us the truth and we believe the lie. Like 9/11, shit, plane hit the Pentagon, but look at the picture, and they got wood dressers that look like it was jet fueled, like it's weak. It is. Hold on. Let me retype that. Yeah, bro, you kind of, but I get what you mean. There's, Leilani said, I don't care. Mermaids are real. Well, remember we watched the one thing where they say, is that in Haiti that they got the one ocean, and if you go there at night with gold on or anything that's shiny, mad people disappear.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my friend Sophia from work, and she said in Jamaica, that they do believe in that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
She said like somewhere, I think she said like, she's from Montego Bay, so she said like somewhere up north or whatever, but... I just feel like, why not? If you think about it, in my brain, in the ocean, all the way in the ocean, to the bottom of the ocean, I feel like it's a portal somewhere in there.
Portal to where?
Not portal to where? I don't know. Ask Bermuda Triangle. I don't fucking know. But clearly, it's something that it sucks you in and you don't come out. So there has to be some kind of portal around there. And I feel like that's where a lot of things get stuck in. Like, the in-between.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
You feel me? Yeah. And I feel like, yeah. So, like, you mean to tell me if there's that... That's just how I feel. There's stuff that is there that we still don't know.
Matt said, Ozzy said, there have been sightings for real of mermaids.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, down there... I can believe you. And Leilani said, they are not beautiful like the shows put on trying to be. Pop said, a black hole to Earth 2.0. Another subject I love today, the ocean and all the creatures that they find look like you said about the lake and all that. They got gas and all kinds of stuff down there. Man, I love that topic. Damn, I was going to say something. In my mind. Sometimes I read and then boom, I forget. I remember again. Oh, the siren shit, where they say hell on earth, that shit I sent you, in Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
where the place they're testing atoms and atomic shit, and mm-hmm. their logo is 666, and they're with the cloning, and they're basically saying that's the spot where Jesus is one disciple died.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing, but they don't tell you these things. It's things you gotta look for.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The shit that they show you is only... what they want you to see. So if it's what they show you is crazy and dark and scary, what they're hiding is way, way worse.
I know.
And mermaids is a scary thing, I'm not going to lie to you. That's a scary thing. The ocean is a scary place in general.
It is. And then, like...
Only 2% or 5% is
I see a lot of videos of, like... So, like, a lot of the videos that I see of, like, the UFOs and shit, it'll be, like, the ones that disappear.
Yeah.
That it'll be like... Doop, doop.
Yep, gone.
Doop, doop. Like, straight up, like, camouflage, like, to the cloud. Like, it'll be gone.
You, and you watch it, you'll be like, the movie, nope. When that nigga said, nope.
Or if not, like, I've seen some that's been, like, over the water.
Yeah. A lot of people say it come from the water.
Yeah.
That they never come down, they come up from the water. So, think about that, people.
Yeah.
Imagine if they don't explore the water because underneath us is an alien civilization.
Could be.
Oh, shit. Hold on. We're getting. Unk said, I'm very proud of you and your show. I have some good topics, man. You should get up with me. Trust me. I'm known. I'm very creative. Leilani said, and the fourth kind is what did for me with the aliens. That's when I believed in it. Oh, that when I showed y'all the fourth kind, that was crazy. Monica, I'm terrified of the ocean, but I'm very curious about space. The aliens can take me, but don't leave me in the middle of the ocean. Like, hell no. She said, take me, but just don't put me in the middle of the ocean. Leilani, I remember having scary dreams after that movie. I believe it after that. In my opinion, the ocean is filled with aliens. If you think about the creatures they find out there at the ocean, like fish that can illuminate pigmentations of the body and in their shape, the ocean is what I'm saying. Gabi said, so hard to tell if it's a drone or a UFO.
I do think, with what Uncle Eric said, like the whole like skin pigmentation shit and stuff, like their skin is completely different. It's like that.
Yeah.
But I had seen on Prime Video the interview of the 1991 UFO sighting.
I've seen that with you, I think.
Yeah, you did. And I believe it was Australia. No.
Not talking about the one?
No. It was in Australia. But you did watch it with me. It was in Australia, I think it was. And it was with, or Africa.
With the kids,
yes. The kids that they, in 1991, they were outside, 100 and some kids, and they seen a UFO, and they spoke to the aliens telepathically. And CNN interviewed them in 1991, and then they did a re-interview with all of the kids that are grown now in, like, 2018, and they basically all still said the same story, but now that they're grown, they can tell you, like, they can articulate it better.
Yeah.
And they were basically saying that they were communicating with them telepathically, like, we're killing the Earth with technology, and we're killing... Like, you know,
everything.
The environment, yes, and it's you know, it's crazy stuff. Like
basically,
that.
Trying to tell us to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Isaiah retyped what he said. He said, "They are at the point where they can show us the lie, and they tell the bullshit lie, and somehow we believe that shit. Like the 9/11 pictures at the Pentagon. They have wooden dressers that had jet fuel burning, but the wood doesn't have any burn marks. They magically got rid." Of the full plane debris, and we believe a plane still hit. He said, we got an alien society under us waiting to fuck us up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on, let me,
I believe that.
You know, sometimes Facebook don't give me all the messages that we need.
I feel like there's so many different kinds of aliens. Obviously, we don't know, you know what I mean? And I feel like...
Oh, shit, that's...
The ones that are underwater are not good. And the ones that are above us are.
Pop said, a black hole is underwater. That's why if you go deep enough, the pressure will crush you to death. Mm. Hold on. Nephew, my creativity is sick, man. I'm telling you, you need to get up with me. We collaborate, telling you, your show's always popping, brother. We'll do. Pop said, what if we were brought to Earth because we were a virus to their civilization?
Whoa. I agree. Kind of.
Wow.
And loosely, I agree.
Josh said, oceans and space are scary. However, I don't know which I fear more. That's a good fucking topic, too. Which one do you fear more, though?
To me, so what your dad said, I do feel like we were most likely brought here.
Mm-hmm.
We were probably, like, the reject pile.
Damn.
We were brought here. Yeah, but I do agree with that. That's why they keep coming over here. Why else would they keep coming over here? You know? We're the test dummies.
I mean, it makes sense if they come and they check on us every so often, and it's to see if we corrected the flaws in which why they pushed us away. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Pop, that was a great point. The reject pile, I love it. Giants also. I believe we're real. They talk about it all the time in Egypt, in the hieroglyphics. They tell you on the walls, too. Even in the Bibles. And even we were just watching something where, in what, was 2009? In the Taliban, they went to a cave, or 2008.
Yeah.
And there's reports of something throwing a spear at them.
Yeah.
And it was like 19 feet tall. Again, for example, like, when they say Bigfoot is... What if it's just an overgrown human that never shaves?
Mm-hmm.
You never know. There's so much that we don't know, man. But Leilani, that was a great point. Josh said, they want to see how far his rejects have made it. For real, bro. That's what it seems like at this point.
But that's why, like, with what Leilani said with the whole hieroglyphics and stuff. Like, that's what I mean. Like, with the whole, like, everything is in those pyramids about how, like, alien civilization and stuff, and blue people. That's why I say, like, you know, the whole, like, Avatar stuff is not far-fetched.
No.
It's really not.
He probably has met those people. We probably had contact with an alien race like that, and you're... How are you making all this great shit up?
Right.
To such detail.
Yeah.
Crazy. Isaiah said, we're entertainment for aliens. We're like the show loving hip-hop. A fucking man. Wilda said, I think we made things worse, if anything. I agree with you, Wilda.
Yep.
We definitely just keep fucking shit up more and more, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, humans are definitely... We need to get it together a little bit, man. Just a little bit.
I believe it.
So, read the last one. It's the bottom one. You wrote it down, so.
The last one is, what was the worst advice you've ever given?
You've ever given or you ever received?
No.
Or Pop said, aliens exist. How those pyramids and Stonehenge happen without technology? It's crazy how the technology back then is better than ours. And in the Grand Canyon, they say it's filled with gold.
Mm-hmm.
That the people were mining it and they stop it now. If you go to mine the Grand Canyon, there's a military there.
My thing is more about where all these pyramids are coming out the woodworks. Like, everywhere.
Hey.
Even, like, in the North Pole and shit. Like.
Yeah. I mean, hey. Yeah. So, what's the worst advice you've ever given somebody?
Yeah, what's the worst advice?
No, I'm just asking you.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Leilani said, researchers need to leave mummies and stuff alone, but love learning about it. I seen they dug up an unknown queen and her people that were hidden. There's a reason they were hiding.
Hmm.
That's how I feel. Leave them hidden. What? Don't bring them over here.
You're digging annoying. Up
shit. That's how you get unknown diseases and shit.
That's very true. The worst advice I've ever given...
You're going to still think about it. It's fine. Pop said, the pyramids are communication devices. Actually, Pop, also is proven that the pyramids were also a source of energy.
Yeah.
That's why the top of them were gold, and inside them they have rooms that were, like, made of metal and shit.
Right.
To conduct power. So, as we think we are such an advanced civilization, we're really not low-key. We're really, really not, and we just don't want to admit it.
Worst advice I've ever given. I don't know.
Well, the worst advice, and it wasn't advice, but it's like the worst thing, guys, is I'll say when me and Kevin were drinking them Incredible Hawks, and I forced him to continue to drink, and then, you know, I how it played out after that, you know, me saying, like, fuck that, don't be a bitch. That was bad advice at the time because of how it turned out. But I'm trying to think of, like, another time I did. I usually am the one giving good advice.
I know. I feel like I'm the same way. I don't know.
Ooh, Monica, I have to agree with you on that. Listen, the worst advice I've ever given was to myself, telling myself to ignore gut feelings. Hey, fucking man. Oh, my God, that's a bar.
I don't know. I feel like I don't give bad advice, but my mouth gets me...
Just nigga kid.
...in a little bit of trouble in the sense of, like... Because remember that situation with Wayne and your cousin? I'm not going to go
into
that. I was just like, well, you know, if you really felt that way, then you would do something about it.
I mean, but, yeah, I mean, is that really bad advice?
Is the question. Because
it don't matter what happens from it, but, hey, it's not bad advice. Isaiah said, I don't give advice. Why is that, Isaiah? Kevin said, late to the party as always, but I'm here. I'm fucking dead.
Fired.
Nah, he told me he's on family time, so we'll allow it. So, Kev, the worst advice I gave was making you drink them Incredible Hawks with me, brother.
Yeah.
What's the worst advice people have given this is a good one. Wilda, I probably have told a friend to follow their heart, ignoring red flags and it's BS, love is in everything. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, probably the same thing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Or like my friend, she used to do is Angel on here? She used to do dumb stuff with her ex, to her ex-boyfriend.
Oh my
God. And I used to be like, yeah, bitch, do that.
See? That's terrible advice.
Yeah, and she...
And
I used to just ride with her.
Ooh, I have a question that someone wanted us to talk about, but they wanted to remain anonymous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this is a question. Fellas, or ladies, whatever. Say you've had unprotected sex with someone several times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You and this person... Take a little couple month break.
Mm-hmm.
And this female now does not have to worry about becoming pregnant. Do you feel, would you be wrong to then say, I want to use a condom from now on? Because you feel like you can't trust if they were letting other people hit raw?
So before, when you first met her, you were having sex protected or unprotected?
When you were only dealing with each other,
yeah.
It was unprotected.
It was unprotected.
Yeah, but then you took like a 3-month break. You didn't hear from the person at all.
Yeah.
And now the person come back. Are you obligated to continue to fuck them raw? Or is it in your rights to say, hey, I don't know what you've been doing.
My body, my choice. And if I say I want you to wear a condom, guess what, buddy? You finna wear a condom.
Mm.
And that's that.
Mm.
You don't like it? You can leave.
Mm. So, fellas, how do you feel about that? Me giving advice is like asking Will Smith marriage advice. Oh, my God, Isaiah.
Who said that?
Isaiah on Twitch. What is wrong with him, son? This nigga just be snapping. So, for me, right, I'll say this. If you go on a hiatus and I don't hear from you at all, I'm just going to feel like you letting niggas get balls deep in you. You getting ground and pounded. Now you want me to come hit it raw? Clearly, you can't be trusted in my head. I have to run with that gut feeling. No offense to you. But I'm putting the strap on if I don't know you fucking other people raw. Gabby said, completely agree with Vanessa. Stay positive. When was the last time you hear a woman put a condom on? Mm. Pop said, I strap up just because she might be pregnant and trying to put it on me. This nigga's stupid.
I know, that's right. He's stupid.
He's a sick. Oh, I love it. Leilani, no. I don't feel like that's wrong at all, because why ain't you hitting me the whole time? You're bugging. Strap it up. I agree. I agree with Vanessa. I don't know what or who you were doing. I need protection. Amen. All right, ladies, but the homie's question ain't been answered.
What?
When was the last time a man heard a female say put on a condom?
When was the last time a man...
He's saying, yeah, when was the last time you hear a woman tell a nigga put on a condom?
I mean, I don't know. I've been married this whole time, so I don't know.
If she tell me put on a condom, it's over.
Yeah.
You gotta go. You're not to be trusted anymore. Tip pop two bodies ago. Josh said no female ever. Mac is stupid, cuz I'm fucking crying. Said no female ever.
That's crazy.
Josh, the famous line. Let me put the tip in. That's the famous line. If they let you put the tip in, it's over.
Tip my ass.
The tip of his dick.
We're not doing
that. Yo, what? Yo, what? It's like, you know how, like, he in Superbad, he's like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Funny, it's on my, the tip is on the bottom of my dick. So that's the tip, bitch. I'm fucking dead. But for that person, my advice to you is you're not wrong. And what I think you should do is strap up and just have an adult conversation with the person. If the person then gets offended, more than likely they're doing dirt. That's how I would take it. Oh, would you? Why you want to wear a condom now, nigga? It's been 3 months. I ain't hear from you.
I mean, I feel like when you're dealing with a female, we're emotional creatures, so that conversation has to be led in very slowly.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Josh said, "Just the tip, then just let it rip. Let her rip." Unk said, "My favorite line to that is just touch it one time. Just touch it." Stay positive with the laughing emojis, Wilda said. Listen, it's 2023. Vanessa knows me. I'm not a hoe, but I will be protected. I have some available when I'm seeing someone. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
A woman should have a condom in her.
Absolutely. In her,
especially if you're talking to someone. Protect yourself.
Yeah. That's right. It's 2023.
Isaiah, I don't get bitches, so I can't answer. Oh, my God. This nigga, man. He paid for pussy. I don't know why he lying.
Stop it. Don't say that.
Don't say that. I'm fucking crying. That's a good question, too, right? What are people's thoughts on paying to have sex? What are your thoughts on that?
All right. So, hear me out. I don't think it's a bad thing. Depending on how and why you're doing it.
Explain.
Well,
you agree with prostitution?
Depending on how you're doing it, I don't know. That's some people. I have a friend that she makes money off of that.
You can't knock a hustle is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, it all depends on how you're doing it. Would I personally do it? I will not.
You're married. You can't.
I will not. But I feel like there's just one, it's just there's just like a very thin line for me with that.
I feel like niggas trick, even if they in a relationship, you pay for pussy. If you're not buying your woman what she wants, she's probably not happy, probably not giving you pussy. Start buying her what she wants, she's going to bust it open. So, my nigga, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. You might be able to pay for some exquisite pussy. Might pay for some trash pussy. I don't care what you do with your money and your dingling or your vagina. Whatever makes you happy, I'm going to say. But you can't expect people to have the same outlook as you, so you can't tell me how to feel about it, though. I can still think it's nasty and not give a fuck.
Right, and that's what I mean. So to me, it's one of those things that's like, as long as you're upfront with what you're doing and you understand what I'm saying, and you're choosing for that to be your lifestyle, and you're getting yourself protected, and that's how you choose to get money, then that's on you. That's nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? And if you're, you know, and nowadays, like, tricking is not, like, how you think. Like, oh, like, out in the street, it's not even done like that nowadays. Bitches done moved up.
They on the OnlyFans with it. Link me for 150. That's how they be on shit. That's what it is now. They just, yeah. I'll link you. Isaiah said, I'm broke as fuck, too. I can't do that either. He said he can't even pay for it. I'm dead. Josh said, I'd be like, baby girl, I could be your favorite mistake if you let me. It ain't Monday night, but it's looking like a raw night. I'm fucking dead. Wifey said, stop it. Don't say that. I've been paid for sex just once. I'm fucking crying. Oh, real life. Pop, we all pay for sex either in time or whining and dining. Shopping, you're paying. Good point. Random female, just fly me out first. Ooh, we had that topic before.
Yeah.
That if you get flew out, you know you got to give it up. Females buy us clothes, cologne, and shoes. They tricking too. Josh said, Pops. I agree, Pops. It's a form of it depending on the level. Wilda commenting on Pops. That's exactly what I was going to say. If a man courting me, he paying and spending. So basically, yes, it's a business exchange. I love it.
And this is an interaction.
Josh said, listen, if I ever pay for pussy and thought shorty shit was Olive Garden, and it turned out to be a $5 box from KFC, I'ma be fucking pissed. Leilani, they be on Twitter with it now. Oh shit, I link you for 25 is crazy.
No way.
It ain't tricking if you got it. Pop said, got paid to stay home and get given dome. Good times. Oh my goodies, it's a good time every time. If you get paid to stay home and have sex. Man, that's an amazing time. I don't care what nobody says. You're going to have an amazing time. So, the first episode, though, for Culture Talks Kids will be coming out soon. We're on the fence of actually, like, doing it live and just recording it. But the kids are definitely asking to do it. They are very excited. I think we'll give it a shot. It'll only be like 20 minutes. But, yeah. So, if you're interested in supporting the Kids of Culture Talks, you know, I'll be posting about it. Because my daughters will not let me breathe about it. So, yeah. That's something that we'll be doing. What the fuck did Josh just say? He said oh my God, this thing's out of pocket. Gabby said, I ain't tricking even if I do got it. We either fucking or not. It's that simple. I favored him in my Cash App history. I'll never forget. This nigga is fucking retarded in the worst way. Oh my God. But you guys know. Oh my God. The Widow Queens, yes, bring them on. They'll have their own little intro and outro, you know, that they played a part in the making of. It'll be different. You won't see me or Vanessa on camera. You might hear us talking in the background, asking them questions. Again, I had someone hit me up about actually joining the podcast at some point and us helping him. And us helping him get his own podcast started, or whether he'll be a permanent part on this podcast, which is great. You know, I love it. My homie Flex started a podcast. Check it out. You will see us sharing it. You already know. To us, anybody doing something positive is a blessing. Hold on. Wait, what the fuck? Why did I didn't see that comment? Something about Black History Month. Hold on, because Pop's commenting on it. That's how I seen it.
It's Leilani. You should say y'all miss Black History Month.
What about it? What did we miss about it? I don't see her comment, though. Anyway.
We talked about some stuff last episode, right?
Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago. We talked about some shit. I have a 9-year-old daughter, opinionated niece, like her DD, let me know. Of course, everybody, Leilani, your dad was the first black man with light skin to snatch penny candy from the bodega. Josh, what? Whose fucking side are you on, dude? The fuck? Yeah, we'll let you know. Listen, Culture Talks, I'm trying to get Vanessa to also post from it. We have several people that had access. I don't know if they still do. But I need everybody to post on it. Whether it's good morning, we're going to post. Good afternoon, we might just put up random questions. Yep. We will be posting, like you have you seen, we've posted reels. Like I said in the beginning, two of those reels already passed 3,000 views. So we're on a mission to give little clips and stuff. You'll see more little clips. And again, if you're in here and you see something good and it's a little clip or funny, mark it down. Send us a message. We'll clip it and we'll put it up there in courtesy of you. You know what I'm saying? So it's worth it. We're expanding in as much as possible. We might even just create reels in general. Maybe we'll do reels of the girls asking questions and sitting and interacting with people. So the two reels that we have up there now, you can edit and add to. And we can download and we can put it up there. So it's up to you if you want to add shit to the reels. That are up there booming, because you know there's a Jimmy out there in your city waiting to fuck your bitch, so watch him. Heard you. I think I still have access to the socials, and if you don't, Josh, we will definitely give you access again. I have no problem with that. We just need to post as much as possible. We met met someone at work who's on Instagram, Mr. Stay Positive, and definitely a big motivation. He's supposed to come on the podcast too. He's gonna enlighten you on a few things. And again, if you need a positive vibe and you're on Instagram, check him out. I believe that's his page, is Stay Positive on Facebook. I believe he finished it finally. So go get out a follow. If you see it in the comments, it's the Stay Positive. Go give it a follow. Because you know, at the end of the day, mental health is a big, important part. Yeah. We all know when we battle mental health. So anything you want to say?
No, I just want to know if anybody has any questions before we close out.
Oh, yo, anybody didn't watch The Last of Us? Recommend it. Snowfall, recommend it.
Oh, facts, BMF.
BMF, recommend it. Oh, shit, this month is Women's History Month. I didn't even see Gordo's post. Comment. Oh, is it Gordo? Women's History Month. On another note, our 10-year-old said she wants to become a college professor and teach black history.
Yeah.
Proud moment as a father right there. Just throwing that out there. That's the one. She's not the ringleader, but she's leading this project. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Culture Talks.
Yeah,
yes.
Culture Talks kids. So shout out Miss Lila Amore Phillips. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With that being said, though, you already know we appreciate your time. Your comments, again, the attitude, go girl, I'm done. I'm just, you know, even if we don't get on here every week, I'm trying to definitely do every other week. We'll be putting content throughout the week. There's so many videos that I have up that I have to go through to get us content to just remind you guys of funny things or gems. If you go on the page, you'll see Kelvin drop some gems about history. You know, go check that out. And remember, we're gonna have Culture Talks kids coming too. 20-minute episodes, whether they're live or recorded, you just can check them out. Ask the girls questions. They would appreciate that greatly. And as you know, it's Lamont Phillips, aka God's Dirty Hands, aka the king of this podcast shit.
And it's Vanessa Phillips, aka Vanessa Phillips, the queen of this podcast shit.
Before we exit, I'm going to read these last two comments and I'm going to put support the locals up like we do. Before I get up out of here, you got Will just saying that's amazing. Props to the great parenting. And then Stay Positive.
Thank you.
Y'all see Stay Positive right there? Go follow that page. I can't wait to see Culture Talks kids. We can't either because these kids are getting on my nerves. But with that said, we love you. We appreciate you. And we're about to be out of here.
Bye.